I can understand why my uncle felt that trouble was coming to him here. It's not a welcoming place, said Sir Henry, and his voice shook as he spoke. As we got closer, we could see that the hall was a heavy, dark building with a large main entrance. Most of the building was old and was covered in dark green ivy, but some of it had been built more recently and was of grim black stone. A dull light shone through the heavy windows. Black smoke was coming from one of the high chimneys of the main building.
"Welcome, Sir Henry. Welcome to Baskerville Hall."
Barrymore, the butler, and his wife were waiting on the steps at the main entrance. They came down and took our suitcases into the house. Dr. Mortimer left us to go home, and we went into the hall where a fire was burning. It was a fine room, large and high.
"It's exactly as I imagined an old family home," Sir Henry said.
Barrymore showed us to our rooms. He was a tall, handsome man, with a full black beard. After we had washed and changed our clothes, he brought our dinner. The dining room was not very welcoming. It needed more lights to make it brighter. On the walls were the pictures of the Baskervilles of the past. They looked down on us silently, and did nothing to make us feel happier. After dinner, we went to our rooms. Before I got into bed, I looked out of my window. A strong wind sang sadly as it bent the trees in front of the hall. A half moon shone through the dark flying clouds onto the wild and empty moor. I could not sleep. Then suddenly, in the middle of the night, I heard very clearly the sound of a woman crying. It was the crying of a person who was hurt by some deep sadness. The sound was not far away and was certainly in the house.